Guitar up.
I'm Redbeard, in the studio with Grammy record holder and Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Carlos Santana.
Steal my guitar, gently weeps.
When you do what you do with passion and genuineness and being sincere and true about it, I did it my best. We're not competing or comparing. We are complimenting. So, Sunshine of Your Love and While My Guitar Gently Weeps, I believe that we brought something completely new, totally familiar to it, and I did it from my heart.
In the sunshine of your love.
I'm Carlos Santana in the studio for Guitar Heaven. Thank you for listening.
In a career that has spanned over 40 years, guitarist and bandleader Carlos Santana has put up some impressive numbers. Last week in the studio, Carlos told us about those historic first two Santana albums on the 40th anniversary of Abraxas, a number one seller that ranks at number 203 on Rolling Stone magazine's top 500 albums of all time. The Santana debut rates even higher on that list at number 149. But at the close of the millennium, Carlos Santana would release the all-star collaboration Supernatural, with truly supernatural results. We're talking sales worldwide in excess of 15 million copies, an unprecedented 11 Grammy nominations, and a record-setting 9 Grammy awards. Wow. Throughout this lengthy career, several of Santana's biggest hits have been reinterpretations of other composers' songs. On the 1999 Supernatural album, the concept was to match Carlos Santana's obvious guitar-playing prowess with some of the most popular musicians and singers of the time. Now, on the new album Guitar Heaven, the same production team, headed by legendary record executive Clive Davis, has combined the two concepts, pairing all-star singers and musicians with some of the most famous songs of the rock era. Carlos Santana joined me in the studio. When we last talked 10 years before Supernatural, you told me that ever since you crossed the border, your life has been, quote, like a Disneyland. How did your life, your expectations, your hopes, and your dreams, how did it get affected by Supernatural's record-setting sales awards and recognition?
I believe that Woodstock and Supernatural and this one possibly, it literally is like being a child and you go to Disneyland and every ride is paid for. All you have to do is just be gracious and grateful. So I feel really grateful to Clive Davis because of people like Clive Davis and Bill Graham, I am able to dream and aspire and fulfill aspirations. You know, here in America, we have had our history of gentlemen like Alan Freed and Bill Graham and Clive Davis. We still have Mr. Udo in Japan and Claude Knobs. These are gentlemen who are assigned and designed to take the artists from the streets basically to people's homes. They play a supreme role in convincing the record companies to go after Metallica or Santana or Nirvana or the Grateful Dead, you know, and we are very grateful to them because of them, we're able to make it a win-win situation for everyone.
And you mentioned also Clive Davis. I mean, he is a force of nature. Even at his age now, he's vital. He's an impresario, isn't he?
Yes, he's a curator, you know, someone who brings the art from the streets to the museums. Because of him, I wanted to be with Columbia CBS since the beginning because he had Miles Davis, Johnny Cash, Johnny Mathis, Barbra Streisand, Simon and Garfunkel. I mean, he had everybody in there, and I wanted to be in that company of people.
To give you
he did on the Grammy-winning Supernatural album in 1999, Carlos Santana chose Matchbox 20 singer Rob Thomas for vocal chores on Guitar Heaven on the Cream classic Sunshine of Your Love. Now, Rob Thomas has been your Mariano Rivera, your go-to guy in the bullpen for over 10 years. It took both Jack Bruce and Eric Clapton, both of them, to pull off the original Sunshine of Your Love. They both had to sing. How many other singers did you consider for Sunshine of Your Love?
Just Rob Thomas. Yeah, no, Rob is a force of nature when he gets into it. In the 60s, we had Bob Dylan, and we have Curtis Mayfield and Smokey Robinson. And now nowadays, it's Rob Thomas and Wyclef and the gentleman who Will I Am. And Rob Thomas has both. He can sing it, and he's a great writer. So, you know, he's got a double whammy of gifts.
Eric Clapton told me that after not playing that song for 20 years, that he rediscovered the uniqueness of Sunshine of Your Love when he went on the David Letterman show, and he had to relearn it to play with Paul Schaefer's band. Did you discover any new appreciations for any of these songs or their original performances by doing this project?
Yes, I discovered that the most important thing that I can do is to get out of the way and not remember anything about the songs. In other words, completely virgin territory. After I did the CD, I didn't listen to it, and I had to go back like Eric Clapton and grab my guitar and learn where my fingers went. And I said, damn, how did I do that? How did that happen? And that's the best thing that I can say about the whole album, is that I have no recollection of what key or what part of the neck in the guitar it went. And so it's a beautiful thing when you trust your muscle memory that that your fingers are going to go to the right place at the right time for the right reasons.
Here is a recent quote from you. To create these songs, it took an incredible amount of trust. That's the highest form of love on this planet, trust. How did trust come into it to make Guitar Heaven?
It's a chain of events. I trusted Clive Davis. He trusted me. Then we trusted Howard Benson, Matt Serletic, and then we trusted my band, which is the main most valuable award goes to my band because they played on every song. And then we have a guest, supreme guest, and then they trusted that when we call them or they heard about it and they wanted to be part of it, they trusted that this will catapult them into another place of excellence, even for themselves. When they heard the music, they knew that they had to bring their best, because the bed that we make would require that a person be really present, bring your heart, and don't bring any fear. Bring joy. There is no relationship with anything or anyone unless there's trust, especially with marriage. That's why they break apart. And to have trust, real, genuine, solid trust, you need unconditional love. You can't say, well, I love you and I married you, but then I love you the way you are, but then now you got to change. Like, that's very conditional. It won't last. And no matter what you do or how you say it, that's why in America, there's so much divorce, because people want to control and change other people. You know, it's like you going outside in the streets and telling the plant, hey, I want you to grow faster and taller. You know, people are going to think you're crazy. So if you do that to plants, why would you do that to people? You know, the highest form of love is trust, to say, I love you just the way you are. If you don't like something that you need to change, please do it in your own sanctum. But to me, you're perfect. And it's the same thing with music. My relationship with Clyde Davis or my relationship with God is based on trust. Trust is thrust. Without trust, you're worse than crawling. You're not making any traction. You're not going anywhere.
Trying to find her, she's not there. why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her.
Woman and Oye Como Va earlier, Santana scored another big cover hit in 1977, covering the Zombies' She's Not There. Next, Carlos Santana reveals some of the musical challenges in reimagining iconic songs, such as While My Guitar Gently Weeps, on his new album Guitar Heaven. For this interview, plus many more, visit inthestudio.net. I'm Redbeard with Carlos Santana in the studio for Guitar Heaven.
Hi, I'm Carlos Santana in the studio for Guitar Heaven. Thank you for listening.
Besides their well-known credentials as singers, what additional qualities, either musical or personal, do all of these guest singers share that you have on Guitar Heaven?
You gotta make me believe it. You gotta make me believe that what you're singing is coming from the center of your heart, from your toes, to every part of you. And once I hear it, I go, ooh, yes. And I get that every time from Rob Thomas. I always believe him. I totally get it from Naz. I totally get it from Joe Cocker, India Arie. You have to make me believe it. You have to make all of us believe that what you're singing is from the center of your heart.
Did you know George Harrison? Because you guys share a lot in common, not just musically, but spiritually, too.
Well, thank you so much. Yes, because of my... It's funny that we're talking about Eric Clapton. Because of Eric Clapton, I met George Harrison. Eric Clapton says, hey, what are you doing tonight? I says, oh, I was in London. And he goes, you want to go hang out at this speakeasy with George Harrison and Ringo? I said, sure, okay.
Yeah.
And it was also the Supremes were there without Diana Ross. So I'm hanging around with this incredible people. And I met George Harrison and, of course, Ringo. And to my surprise, it's like they were doing something that they do very natural in London. People socialize by singing. They were constantly singing songs. You know, I was like, whoa, this is different, you know. But it was beautiful, the way they would just have a little conversation and they start singing songs. And that's the first time I met Olivia Harrison. And I was sitting there, I was flashing on how George Harrison, being one of the most conscious Beatle, you know.
Yes.
Imagine it was incredibly conscious. However, George Harrison, because of the guru thing and the music and the lyrics of Taxman, and we were talking about the... If you listen to the lyrics and where it's coming from, George Harrison was giving us the aerial view of a situation back in 1966 already. And the aerial view of the situation is another word for the Holy Ghost. So George Harrison, to me, was probably the first New Age guy within the Beatles.
While my guitar gently weeps.
To do justice to George's While My Guitar Gently Weeps, what were the most important qualities that you knew you had to bring out in the performances and the arrangement?
The groove, the feel, and the tempo, and inviting India Arie and Yo-Yo Ma, because I felt that, again, America being a social experiment, bringing an African-American lady with a Japanese person and a crazy Mexican, voila. It's perfect.
While My Guitar Gently Weeps is really one of only two songs on Guitar Heaven that feature an additional guest. Now, whose idea was it that the arrangement needed another voice, another color?
That was my idea, because the things that I learned from Wes Montgomery had done a few Beatle tunes, and then he had like a chamber, kind of like a Mozart kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then I said to Master Ledig, hey, why don't we put an intro at the beginning of While My Guitar Gently Weeps, kind of like Wes Montgomery, and we invite Mr. Yo-Yo Ma. I love to dream while I'm awake.
Now, in the early 70s, as most rock guitarists grew faster and louder and bolder, you, Carlos, chose a path concentrating on tone, on taste, sometimes meditating on one note, saying more with less with your guitar. It's taken certainly many of your peers decades to discover that kind of restraint. What or who influenced you in that direction way back then?
Thank you for asking that. That is a really important question. I think that one of the most important musicians who taught me how to visit the note totally and completely and absolutely is Miles Davis. Miles Davis knew how to play a note that captures you and thrusts you and takes you into this place called a moment in timelessness. Miles Davis, Wayne Shorter, John Coltrane, Billie Holiday, of course, Frank Sinatra. There's certain musicians who know what to do to that note to make it like Bob Dylan, forever young and completely relevant.
Then again, virtuoso Texas guitarist Eric Johnson told me that there is a time for what he calls blow-up guitar, where restraint is tossed aside for playing with total abandon, like you do on several of the performances here on Guitar Heaven. What determines the right time and place for fire rather than water?
That's a great question, and it's all about the symmetry of counter motion. There's, even though, is this a PG program?
Yes.
Anyway, there's the love, the word L, and then there's the word F. Both of them are extremely significant to a human being as long as you honor it with the right intensity, because it's just a word. You know, if people would use that word in a positive way, they would not use Viagra when they're in bed. I'm serious, because it's all about the energy and the frequency of perception.
Thank you.
Completely rearranging the Buddy Holly chestnut, Well All Right, Santana scored another hit in 1978. Still to come, Carlos Santana takes a controversial stand on illegal immigration and bigotry. For this and other rock star interviews, visit InTheStudio.net. I'm Redbeard, in the studio with Grammy record holder and Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Carlos Santana, for Guitar Heaven.
Hi, I'm Carlos Santana in the studio for Guitar Heaven. Thank you for listening.
Now for something guaranteed to get tongues wagging and speakers blowing. How did the fact that AC/DC's lead singer Brian Johnson, his voice is so unique, how did that affect your choices for singers on Back in Black?
I always wanted to combine either A Whole Lot of Love or Back in Black with this kind of energy. Two, three, bang! I said, ooh, I want some of that. So like, down, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- heavy metal thing with the rap thing. And so Nas is the guy right now. He's the cat right now. He's the Bob Marley right now, where around the world his credibility is enormous in what he's bringing to the table. So deeply grateful that he accepted. And this is my favorite track in the CD as far as like pure energy.
Too long, I'm glad to be back. Yes, I'm let loose from the noose that's kept me hanging about. Truth, I keep looking at the sky, cause it's getting me high. Forget the hearse, cause I never die. I've got nine lives, cat's eyes, using every one of them, running wild. I'm back, y'all. That's right, I'm back. Yeah, that's right. In the back of a Cadillac, number one with a bullet, I'm a power pack. Yes, I'm in a bang, I'm with a gang. They gotta catch me if they want me to hang, cause I'm back on the track, leading the pack. Nobody's gonna get me on another rap. So look at me now, just making my play. Don't try to push it up, just get out of my way. Yeah, yeah, get out of my way. Let them know Carlos Santana got knives on the ground. Black. business. So that's who I'ma ride with. In any conflict, that's not a threat, that's a promise.
I'm amazed. I really am amazed. And it surprises me. But, I mean, you couldn't really ask Susan Boyle to sing Back in Black, right?
Not unless she wears with kinky leather and some whips or something. I'm only kidding. Unless she becomes, like, really, really wild, you know? It's got to be, we got to bring a wild side of her. Then I wouldn't, you know. Actually, she's lovely. And when she sang the first time that I heard her, like everybody else, I thought I was in the presence of angelic energy.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not making fun of her. I'm just saying that that particular song, Back in Black, certainly probably had a limited range of people who you would even consider to do it, right?
Well, you know, I keep dreaming. Like, for example, I'm dreaming right now of doing something with Derek Trucks and Willie Nelson.
Oh,
and,
man.
And wow. doing a song by Bob Marley called Baby, Baby, We Got a Date. Slide guitar. Baby, Baby, do, 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 do. It's a beautiful song called Baby, We Got a Date by Bob Marley with Willie Nelson and Derek Trucks. Hey, next album.
Wow. I'll be looking forward to that, too. And your guitar performance on Riders on the Storm is particularly impressive. For some reason, Riders on the Storm, your work really stands out. Did the fact that Doors guitarist Robbie Krieger is a flamenco player, did that influence you in any way, either choosing the song or in the way in which you approached it?
The Doors is my favorite band. You know, definitely. It was I'm not making this thing up. It's probably the first time I'm saying it to everybody, anybody and everybody. That was the first record that I bought as soon as I could afford to give my money to mom, and she gave me money back from washing dishes. I went and bought the first Doors album and Little Walter's Greatest Hits. And I couldn't stop playing the Doors. There's something extremely and supremely mystical about it, because the combination of John Lee Hooker and John Coltrane that they love was laced in there. So, yes, I love Robbie Krieger. I look forward to doing something with Ray and John Densmore in the future. This is my favorite band, and I love it because their music is especially built, assigned and designed for blind people. One time I heard someone that said that Bitches Brew, Miles' music, is a light show for the blind. And that's what the Doors is. If you close your eyes and listen to the Doors, you don't need a television. You know, you don't need a movie. It's right there, because they conjure the supreme imagery.
Was there ever any consideration to presenting any of these songs on Guitar Heaven as instrumentals?
No, that's the next one. That's coming out in spring. I created a whole new CD, no guest singers, only Santana's music. I wrote most of it. It's just an instrumental guitar album, CD. It's called Shapeshifter. And so we do, you know, counter motion. Now that we did this, we can do the other one.
Excellent.
But it's already done. It's already done.
It's already in the can. It's in the can.
It's already done. Yeah, it just needs to come out.
Now, Carlos, you have added greatly to our American culture for over 40 years. You have more Grammy Awards for one album than anyone in history. You're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You told me that ever since you immigrated to America, your life has been like a Disneyland. But now, some would deny you and millions like you from admission to this Disneyland. And in so doing, would deny all of us the potential contributions to make this country a better place. Why do you think immigration has recently become so controversial and divisive of an issue now?
Because people don't want to talk about education than incarceration, and people don't want to talk about the elephant in the room. The elephant in the room in Arizona is not about immigration. It's about legalizing marijuana, you know? Because if you legalize marijuana, nobody gets hurt because of Corona and Tecate or a beer. Someone asked me, well, what do you think of Arizona? And I says, I think it's a good thing. And they go, what? You're a Mexican. I go, I thought that it was a good thing that what happened in Alabama with the dogs and the hosing people was a good thing, because it brought national and international attention to bring something that has a lot of darkness and ignorance and fear. So the more we put light in Arizona And this is not the first time Arizona's done this. Arizona did not want to claim Martin Luther King's birthday as a national thing.
That's correct.
And they only accepted it when they told them, well, then you're not going to have the Super Bowl. So it's about money in Arizona. We have, you know, if you look at cable, they're always showing, you know, Ku Klux Klan and things like that, or how America, but it's still alive. Some of that energy is still alive. Just check out Fox Network, you know. So if you want to illumine people in America, put more light into it. I think that the more light we put in Arizona, then we can learn to really be a supreme social experiment that we have victory over fear. Because that's what America is. America is victory over fear. The nation was founded in a way that it was illuminating to the... That's why, with all the weirdness of that America has, if you open the borders, everybody wants to come here. Through Arizona, you know? So...
Sure.
So I think that, thank you for asking this question, because most people don't want to, like, address the elephant in the room. And for me, doing Guitar Heaven, it gives me an opportunity to heal, not to point fingers and observate or make things worse, but to heal. And the only way you heal is by saying, God created a circle of love so vast, no one can stand outside. God created the world round so we can all have center stage. Peace, harmony, and compassion in Arizona.
Without the boogeyman of communism, with the failure to capture Osama bin Laden, we've got this deep, deep, deep recession, worst since the Great Depression. Is the immigration issue possibly just a straw man, an easy target to blame?
Blame the Mexican, or El Nino, blame the this, you know. I really feel that this is the supreme time for United States to constantly cleanse ourselves from pockets of fear. You know, this is a grand moment. When people invest so much courage to cross the mountains, and it's not only Mexicans, people come from all over South America, and they don't come here to put a sign in front of them, say, hey, I don't want to work, I just want a beer. They come here, we come here, to clean toilets, to pick up the fruit, to change the sheets. We are the invisible people, we pick up the grapes, we put the food in your table, and all we want is for you just to look at us once in a while. Just look at us like we're not invisible and say thank you, and we want to invest in your children and education. That's it. That's how America got founded in the first place.
Absolutely.
Thank you for this great interview. I thank you from the center of my heart for asking significant questions about healing and coming together with unity and harmony and grace and dignity. Healing. Thank you so much.
Carlos Santana, burning up the fretboard on the quintessential Whole Lotta Love, with Soundgarden and Audioslave lead singer Chris Cornell doing an admirable job on vocal from the album Guitar Heaven, in stores and online now. I'm Red Beard.